Grab yourself a cold one. It's time for UP the Podcast. Hello, welcome to UP the Podcast. I'm your host, Dan, podcasting from the Acoustic Garage in Negaunee Township. On today's episode, I talk with Angela from the movie Catfish. But first, I wanted to let you know that UP the Podcast is available on the UP the Movie website. Just type in u-p-movie.com and look for the podcast tab. While you're there, you can find out a lot of information about the UP the Movie project and the book UP, written by Ron Rieke. And I'll be talking with Steve and Ron on the next episode about their recent UP book and movie tour. And we'll also be talking with Aaron Yunker about some of the places that the guys stopped at to eat while they were on their tour. So now let's get to that interview with Angela from the movie Catfish. Well, thanks for talking with me, Angela.
Well, no problem, Dan. I'm looking forward to it all day.
The first thing I asked Angela was whether I should be creeped out by her involvement in the movie Catfish.
I would have been, probably, but I'm a different person than I was back then, so I wouldn't be too creeped out now.
Okay. I was just curious, what are things like for you, like, right now, like, today, with what's gone on? The movie's out, I haven't seen it, most of the people around here haven't seen it.
That's my son in the background. That's how my life is most days. It's a little loud around here, just normal, or normal for me. I'm still just taking care of my family. I've really only saw the movie once, and I thought it was great. I give the guys that made it props for doing all the promotion that they're doing for it. They're doing a really good job. And I just kind of sit back and do my own thing. I'm just sort of removed from that now, and I'm not really free to talk about it a whole lot, about the content. And really, I would like people who get to see it get to go in blind and experience it as it should be. I wouldn't want people to say, oh, I know her, so I want to go see it.
Okay.
Just want people to go and see it. It's a great movie. They did a beautiful job with it.
I heard about this from the TV6 News, and they were, they said they were unable to contact you for an interview.
Yeah.
Who has tried to contact you for interviews?
I've had a lot of people emailing me for interviews, a lot of phone calls. I really am not giving interviews. I've only agreed to do one, and that was the interview I did yesterday with 2020, and that's the only interview outside of talking to you that I ever plan to do.
Wow. So we can look forward to a 2020 interview in the near future?
In the near future.
Are you in contact with the guys from the movie? Is that something you can talk about?
It's amazing. They're wonderful guys. They're just really genuine, caring human beings. I can't say enough nice about them. They're wonderful.
I mean, there's so many questions, and like I say, I haven't seen the movie, and I think after I see it, there'll be even more questions. Is that, are you willing to, maybe come on the podcast again to discuss?
I would love to. After people in town have a chance to see the movie, I think it would be a good time to sit down and talk about it after people have the chance to see it. I really wouldn't want to say anything that would spoil it for anybody. It's such an experience. It was an experience for me to live through, and I really want people to go into it with their eyes open and not any preconceived idea of what they're going to be seeing.
Okay.
People that know me will be surprised. I'll
right.
say that. You should see it.
Are people intruding on your privacy?
I have to say that's the nice thing about living in the UP is, our house is shown in the movie. People have seen the clips on the internet, and they have found us. But they come, they knock on the door. I tell them nicely, thank you for stopping by, but please, go away. And they're very respectful. Everybody who has come by has been extremely respectful to me. Even the people who've been slightly intoxicated, they are still very respectful here. And Ishbaming, the people that are coming for from other parts of CUP to find me. You just are curious as to who I am, and a lot of people want to see my artwork, which is interesting to me because, you know, I've been sitting here all this time. But, people are very respectful, and that's the nice thing about living up here.
Now, if people are interested and have questions for you, I can have them posted onto the UP, the podcast Facebook page, and then maybe in a future podcast, I could try to get those questions to you so they don't have
would
to go to your house.
Thing for us to do, for people to direct their questions to you, and in the future we can do another podcast. Because like I said, I'm not going to do another interview outside of the one I did for 2020, and you're really my only contact that I would trust to talk to.
Well, I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Give me this opportunity to just tell the people around here thank you for respecting my privacy, and thank you for treating me as kindly as they have been when they see me at the grocery store now, and, you know, see my son out in the community. People are good to me here in Ishpeming, and I appreciate it. I just want to tell everybody thank you.
Now, I haven't met you in person. How do I know that this is really the Angela that's in the movie? How would I know?
I don't know, other than I guess we're going to have to get together, and I'll have to stop by Super One and pick up a cold one, and I'll pick up a cold Coca-Cola, and we'll have to crack one open. I was planning on coming to all the UP movie events this past couple weeks that Stephen and Ron were in town, but my mother-in-law had a stroke while they were in town.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So that was very bad timing, and then I got the story broke on Ellen, and I felt like I really shouldn't come around because I wasn't sure how people were going to react at first. So I was very pleased with how people have reacted, so it's been good.
Fair enough. Well, last question for you, and then I'll let you go. You're a very talented artist.
Yes, and, thank you.
And if you were, I've seen some of your paintings. If you were to look out your back window and paint a picture of what you see,
you know,
could you describe what that looks like?
At my back window right now, as I look out my lawn, I see my neighbor on Ridge Street, and then I see the giant egg beater thing that they put in front of the high rise.
Ah, the windmill.
And it never spins. What's up with that?
Why I don't know if it's even done.
I've only seen it spin like two or three times since they put it up. That's crazy. Well, I watch it every day wondering, is that thing going to spin? Is it ever going to do anything? But it doesn't. So that's what I see every day. Just kind of ruined my view, but that's what I see out my second story window here.
Well, thanks for talking with me, Angela.
Thank you, Dan.
I'd like to thank Angela again for talking with me. And I should probably let you know that, after I recorded this, I did get a chance to meet her in person. So if you have any questions for Angela, post them under the Discussions tab on the UP The Podcast Facebook page, and I'll try to ask them on a future podcast. And keep an eye out for the next episode, because I'll be talking to Steve and Ron about the UP book and movie tour. Well, now I've got to get outside and rake up the leaves, so thanks for listening. That was UP the Podcast, hosted by Dan.